Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with another edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. This time, Ken Timmerman comes to my broadcast table with his report on geopolitical events happening around the world. Ken will report on the Russian request that Israel help speed up the U.S. exit from Syria, while at the same time Russia is denying the Israeli request to push Iran back from the Israeli border. Also, Ken has details on a U.S. intelligence community report that warns Iran could attack Israel very soon, and there's a lot of mention of World War III by the Israeli journalist believing that that world war could begin very soon. We'll have all the details from Ken Timmerman when he comes to my broadcast table here at Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. This conversation with Ken Timmerman will actually draw attention to the alignment of nations that are going to form after the rapture of the church in the first 6 months of the tribulation period and come against the Jewish state of Israel with an intent to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. That's found over in Psalm 83 and verse 4. But additional passages of scripture, prophetic scripture we're talking about, in Ezekiel 38 and Daniel chapter 11, give us information that helps us to understand all of the nations that will be led by Russia. By the way, the lowest common denominator is that these nations are Islamic. Russia leads them against the Jewish state of Israel at the beginning, the first 6 months, in fact, of the tribulation period. I have a series that will assist you in understanding how that prophetic scenario comes to pass. We look at the prophetic passages, and then we explain how current events are setting the stage for those prophecies to be fulfilled. This five-hour audio series is entitled Alignment of the Nations, and you can find it at my website there at the Prophecy Bookstore, the website address prophecytoday.com. Go to the Prophecy Bookstore and make your purchase of Alignment of the Nations. I was asked by the Stand in the Gap Today host to guest host the broadcast on Thursday. And when I had that assignment, I went right to Ken Timmerman. We talked about geopolitical activities with a focus on the Middle East, because when I come as a guest and a so-called expert on the Middle East to the broadcast every other Wednesday, that's what I focus on. So we did it, and Ken did an excellent job. You might want to go to their website, standinthegap.com, and listen to the archives of the program we did on Thursday. It was a great program. Ken was marvelous, as he always is, helping us to look. We looked at, number one, Syria and the civil war. Then we looked at the situation in Iran, also in Iraq, how it's trying to rebuild a war-torn nation. And then Ken, who has been on the ground in northern Iraq, where a lot of Christian persecution is taking place, he talked to us about that. Go to standinthegap.com or American Pastors Network, and you'll find the archives of the Thursday broadcast when Ken was my special guest. Now, double duty this week, Ken, because I want you to respond to some of the geopolitical activities happening around this world as well. And let me start with this one. There's a report out of Moscow that they are pushing Israel to help speed up the exit from Syria by the United States. What do we know about that?
Well, a lot of things are happening on this front and has been developing steadily in recent weeks, but this past week has been very busy. Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel, of course, is facing a re-election campaign in April, snap elections, and everybody is trying to assert themselves in the run-up to those elections. The Russians sent two emissaries to Jerusalem this week to meet with the prime minister, and their message from Putin was that they wanted him to put pressure on the United States to abandon the U.S. Marines base in Al-Tanf. This is a very key area in Syria because it is right at that point where the Iraq Syrian and Jordanian border come together in southeastern Syria. And this is the transit line for Iran's land corridor to Lebanon and the Israeli border. So the Russians are basically carrying water for the Iranians, saying to Israel, help us get the Americans out of that Tanf air base so the Iranians can then take over. I got to tell you, though, Jimmy, I think Mr. Netanyahu was not terribly sympathetic to that message, and I seriously doubt that he's going to be putting any pressure on the United States to get out of suit.
I think that's a good bet, Ken. I would agree with you. Netanyahu was pretty much upset when he heard the news that President Trump was announcing the exit of the U.S. troops there in Syria. But what's ironic, Israel, in that same meeting with the prime minister, meeting with those Russian envoys there in Jerusalem, wanted Russia to push Iran out of Syria. And their response was such that they didn't even want to talk about that. And there's an expert in Israel that's making the statement, Russia will not be able to push Iran out. You think that's the case? Is Iran there to stay?
Well, I think Iran may be there to stay. But just for a second, getting back to this interchange between Netanyahu and the Russians, the Israelis have been asking the Russians for over a year to get Iran, to push Iranian forces 80 to 100 kilometers away from Israel's border. And the Russians have promised and done nothing. So the fact that the Russians cannot deliver on that one crucial Israeli demand, that is really the one thing that the Israelis have constantly been asking the Russians to do. They'd also like the Russians to weigh in and stop Iranian arms shipments through Syria and to Hezbollah. But, you know, that's something that the Israelis can do themselves. They don't need Moscow for that. They need Moscow to get the Iranians to back off from the border, and Russia cannot deliver that. So that is really a key and new weakness of the Russians. They do not have the power over their own ally, Iran, to get them to back away from the border and to stop doing things like launching missiles into Israel from areas that were supposed to have been cleared of Iranian influence. That's what happened just about 10 days ago when they launched a missile from a base near the Damascus airport into the Golan Heights. The Israelis responded. So this is a big development. Russia does not have the power they claim to have to get Iran to back off from the Israeli border in Syria.
And because of that inactivity by Russia, I keep hearing in the media there in Israel the term World War III threat. And in fact, it's followed by Iran vowing to attack Israel with missiles. They've already, and you alluded to that for the last week or so, that's been going on. But now a serious attack of Israel with these missiles. So that is somewhat of a World War III threat.
Well, yes, and I think the tensions are really building for escalating conflict, military conflict between Israel and Iran in Syria, but also with Hamas and with Hezbollah in Lebanon, that three-front war that the Iranians boast will crush Israel. And, of course, the Israelis say, we know how to handle it. We're confident of our military capabilities. Everybody is looking at this April date for the elections. And so you have Hamas bulldozing areas near the Gaza border with Israel so they'll be able to stage mass demonstrations and flood over the border into Israel and overwhelm Israeli border guards. You have Hezbollah saying that they are going to potentially launch missile strikes. You had the Hezbollah Secretary General Nasrallah this week in an interview, one of the rare TV interviews that he gives because he does not like to appear publicly for fear of being assassinated. He boasted that the Israelis, while they had, destroyed a couple of the tunnels that Hezbollah had underneath the border, he said those were old tunnels. It took them 13 years to find them. We've got many more. And, oh, by the way, our war plan with Israel does include taking parts of the Galilee. So all of this is heating up, and I expect, Jimmy, that this is going to get hotter as we get closer to the April elections in Israel.
And you know, when you listen to the U.S. intelligence community, they seem to say the exact same thing, that Iran could soon attack Israel. Now, this would not be a nuclear attack, but more of a conventional type of warfare. That's a very viable possibility, isn't it?
Yeah, here's a headline that was completely neglected by the U.S. media, and it's important that we speak about it here on these airwaves because our listeners need to understand what actually happened at that threats briefing in Congress earlier this week. The Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, was talking about projecting what could happen between Israel and Iran in Syria. And rather than saying that, oh, well, Iran is not going to do anything, Iran is keeping to its nuclear agreements and all the other stuff that got the attention of the media that wanted to pretend that Iran is not a threat, Coates said verbatim, he said, Iran continues to pursue permanent military bases and economic deals in Syria and probably wants to maintain a network of Shia fighting foreign fighters there despite Israeli attacks. And because of that, the likelihood of a conflict between Iran and Israel is increasing.
So that could be a viable possibility in the near future, a conventional type of warfare. Well, talk to me about this headline coming out. Iran is preparing for a major role in reconstructing Assad's Syria. I mean, there's been some war going on, civil war for 8 years. Hundreds and thousands of people killed. Now they're getting ready to go back in and reconstruct Syria for Bashar Assad, the president, see if they can put everything back in place. That seems to say to me that Iran wants a permanent residency there in Syria, but do they really have the money to reconstruct Syria at this time?
And does Syria have the money to pay for it themselves? No, those are good questions, but you're right. I think the bottom line is not the reconstruction piece of this. The bottom line is what you just said. The Iranians want to have a permanent foothold in Syria. They want to establish permanent bases there. They want to have this land bridge opened permanently. That's why they are doing their very best to get the Russians to carry water for them, to dismantle the U.S. base in Tanf. And all the rest of this stuff is a smokescreen. The real goal is Iran wants to be militarily, politically, economically present in Syria to up the pressure on Israel.
Let's remind everybody what that land bridge you were talking about is. It comes out of Iran, goes across Iraq, Syria, and even into Lebanon over to the Mediterranean, putting Iran right on top of Israel and ready to come south to wipe them out.
That's right. And they first demonstrated that capability in December of 2017 when an Iranian-backed Shiite leader from Iraq showed up on the Israeli border with a TV crew, a Hezbollah TV crew, and boastfully gave this interview looking down over Israeli settlements in the Golan Heights for the first time. He was there in military camouflage. He had come in a truck convoy, so they had opened this land corridor, and that's what the Iranians want to maintain. The obstacles are Israel and the United States. And so their goal right now is to drive the U.S. out of Syria, to close down that Tanf air base, and to up the price for Israel in its attacks on the Iranian presence in Syria.
My dear friends, we should be thrilled that we have Ken Timmerman available to talk to us, interact with us, giving us the details behind the headlines. Ken has walked the ground of almost every place we're talking about at some time in his life as a journalist across this world. Ken, thank you so very much. Great reports on Stand in the Gap on Thursday, but great reports today as well. Thank you. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. God bless.
Very interesting report from Ken Timmerman on geopolitical activities. You know, he brought to our attention that the Russians are pushing Israel to help speed up the United States' exit from Syria, while at the same time they are refusing to push Iran back from the Israeli border. These two nations are major players in the alignment of nations that will make a move to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. Russia will lead the Islamic states against Israel. That's Ezekiel 38. And Syria will be the first nation to attack Israel, Daniel 11:40. The Middle East stage is set for these prophecies to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today. I'm Jimmy DeYoung. Thank you so very much for joining me on this edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Be sure to come back again next time when we will continue to look at current events in light of biblical prophecy.